The pasuk says, "V'yomim Hashem Moshe Chodesh Zelachem." Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that this month is going to be Rosh Chodeshim. The Sefer Avodas Yisrael explains what does the pasuk mean to tell us that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that we Klal Yisrael particularly should do Avodas Hashem to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we understand that every time we do a mitzvah, we're creating and we're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be all about. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, the Chodesh, whenever there's a new start, whenever there's something happening in the world, it's Lechem, it's for us to take that opportunity for Avodas Hashem. As the Pasuk says in this week's in Parashas Bo'i, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because of Klal Yisrael that we should serve him. And the fact Rashi says, on HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, that Niskas Shemoshe Amar HaLevana, Moshe wasn't quite certain how to understand how the new moon is created. V'ezeh Shia Tirev T'Yeruah L'Kadosh, when is it considered a new moon that it should be considered Rosh Chodesh and why not? Harale Batzpas L'Vana B'Kiyah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the moon in the sky, V'amalai Kazer Re'eva Kadesh. When the moon looks like this, that's when it's a new month. How? What was Moshe Rabbeinu, explains the Rugus Abaisim's question. What was his question about the new moon? What he didn't understand was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world and created the world with such perfection, created the moon that every month it grows and it then diminishes. It's not the same moon all of the time. And that was something that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create something which isn't absolutely complete? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh. Klal Yisrael, who are connected so strongly to the moon, we know that we count the new year and all the months to the moon, are supposed to realize that even if there's a time where we're not as strong as we think we should be or could be, Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh, look at the moon. And just like the moon maybe has times that it isn't as strong, it comes right back. And that's what we should believe, that we in our Avodas Hashem should never give up and recognize that we always have the opportunity to do better. And that's why when we say Birchas Lavana, we say Poel Emes, Shepulase Emes, Ula Alvana Amish Tischadish. We are asking when we say Birchas Lavana, isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Poel Emes, Upilosai Emes? Isn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did absolutely perfect? And how is it possible, Ulavana Amish Tischadish? How is it possible that the moon is not as we expect something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would create would look like? Ulavana Amish Tischadish, that the moon goes up and goes down and grows and diminishes and grows. And we say, as we say to Birchas Lavana, the answer to this question, a terrorist first lamuse button shemasidim l'schadish k'maysay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically created the moon, that we shall learn the lesson of the moon, that we shall learn that the moon diminishes and grows, and that we should realize that even if chas v'shalom there are moments that we are not that strong, we have the opportunity to grow. And this concept is actually taught not just about the month of Nisan, the month of the Gula, the month of Pesach, but the night of Pesach. The pasuk says about the night of Pesach, Leil Shmurim Hu Lashem, Leitziyam Eretz Mitzrayim, Hu Alayla Azel Leil Shmurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'Doraisam. And Rashi, in explaining this pasuk, says Leil Shmurim Lashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Mitzapel L'Kayim Haftechasoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to accomplish, to fulfill his guarantee, Leitziyam Eretz Mitzrayim, to take us out of Mitzrayim. Shmum L'chol B'nei Yisrael D'Roisam, Meshumer Uba Mezikin. It's a night that we're protected from all the Mezikim. And I saw that the Satmar Rebbe in his Sefer Kedushas Yoel asks a question that the beginning of the Rashi and the end of Rashi seem to be inconsistent. The beginning of Rashi says, Leil Hashmurim LaHashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was eagerly awaiting this night where he could bring a Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. The end of Rashi says that it's a Leil Shmurim that we're protected from all danger. But if Rashi were to be consistent, it should say that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for this night to take us out of Mitzrayim, we were waiting for that night. Klal Yisrael was so desperately waiting, but Nissan Nigalu, that they waiting for redemption that night. Why is Rashi not explaining the Pasuk in a consistent fashion? So he explains, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nafshi Lashem, Yishomrim Labaikah, Yishomrim Labaikah. And here too, the question is, why does the Pasuk say the word Yishomrim Labaikah twice? And Rashi explains, Nafshi Lashem, Yishomrim Labaikah, we wait for the Gula. Shomrim Labaikah, we wait for the day to break, for the sun to shine, for the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael to come. Shomrim Labaikah, again, we wait again and again, hoping, praying that the Yeshua should come. The question is, why was it necessary for David HaMelech to say, Shomrim Labaikah, Shomrim Labaikah, that Klal Yisrael have the strong desire to see a Yeshua? The Alshech explains the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Al Chamasayich Yushalayim Hefkarati Shomrim, that he says that the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, to which we so await, will come down ready from Shemayim. It will come down completely built and prepared from the Shemayim. And that, what will the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi be built from? It will be built from the mitzvahs and the ma'asim tovim and the Torah that we learn. Every time a Jew does something proper, positive, he's building another stone, he's building another wall in the Beis HaMikdash. However, as much as the tzaddikim and the good people do so much in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, so now the question, of course, is, Klal Yisrael has been in Golus for so many years, and there have been so many tzaddikim in our experience. Why is there no Beis HaMikdash yet? And the answer is, because even though the tzaddikim build the Beis HaMikdash, there are those with their actions that they destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It's to be looked at like somebody built a whole wall, and then somebody came and destroyed that wall. And that's what the Pasuk says, Al Chamasayich Yushalayim Hefkarati Shomrim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have those people who are building the Chamasayich Yushalayim. They're building the walls of Yushalayim, they're building the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. At Oysam HaMaskirim Hashem Adomi Lechem V'atitnu Domili. And the Navi tells us, don't let those that are doing the opposite destroy our work. And that's why we say, Nafshi Lashem Yishomrim Labaikah. David HaMelech says, there are people that are Yishomrim Labaikah, that are waiting for the Yeshua. Not only are they waiting for the Yeshua by doing the right things in mitzvahs and Torah, and they're ben Adam L'chaveroi, but they are also Yishomrim Labaikah, they are the individuals who make sure that no one should be able to destroy what is built. They are the Shomrim. They're watching that biker that we're waiting for, nothing should be able to ruin it, to destroy it. And that's what Rashi says. This is the night that is the night of Pesach, particularly, that was the night that Klal Yisrael enjoyed such an incredible Yeshua. And that Yeshua is the way that we are able to build a Beis HaMikdash. Leil Shmurim Mehum and Amazika, but we also have to be careful not to let anything get in the way of that Leil Shmurim. We have to be able to make sure that night should be only a night of building and not a night of destruction. And that's why I saw that the Medrash and the Zohar both say about that night, Oysa Laila, that night, Havanah Lahen was shining, K'may B'tkufas Tammuz, like a day in Tammuz. What does it mean that night was shining? The night was shining means that it was a night that there was no darkness. Unfortunately, we live in a world where there's light, there are people who are doing wonderful things, and there are people who are dark and are not doing the proper thing. But Oysa Laila, that night was a night that was only positive. And that's the nights that we daven for. Shomrim LaBoyker, Shomrim LaBoyker, we should only have boyker, we should only have light. Times and the ability to do mitzvahs and learn Torah and serve Hashem, and everything that we do will be another brick, another stone in the building of the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, which we should be able to see very, very soon.